Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
I really enjoyed your talk yesterday on the Eden Shale Farm Tours.
Well, thank you.
I might have to drop that information over on to my husband, Grant.
Yeah, y'all could run up there.
Yeah, he's got some friends in that Owenton? Owenton area.
There you go.
So we could definitely piggyback mm-hmm. on that as well. Mm-hmm. Now, today, though, you're going to be talking in the area of early fall grazing tips, or I guess late summer, early fall grazing tips.
Six one half dozen the other, right?
Yeah. So what can producers be doing right now to help with extending out of their grazing season?
I guess pray for rain.
We do need some rain. Pray.
Okay. All right. No, there's got to be some more things, right?
Sure.
To do that. Mm-hmm. But besides that, okay. Yeah, a lot of folks are thinking about that. And Kristen, I'll be honest. Let's just be very honest. We don't usually think about extending a grazing season until it's too late. Okay. All right. So we kind of needed to be thinking about this back when we had grass, but that's okay. All right. But we all remember and we all know that feeding hay during the winter months is the single highest expense a cow-calf producer bears in Kentucky. All right. It's expensive to feed hay. It's expensive to make hay. It's expensive to buy hay. All right. Hay is expensive. At the end of the day, it's expensive and it's time consuming. So what can we do to make sure that cow can eat as much as she can? You know, Kristen, what would you venture a guess? What percentage of the total operations budget would you say hay is?
Golly, I would think it would have to be quite a bit, because I know a lot of farmers depend on it.
Yeah.
Would you say 40%?
It's even more than that. It's up to 60% for a lot. I think good farmers, it is at 40%. Okay? All right?
Okay.
I think some farmers that are struggling, I think it's 60%.
Yeah.
So it is a sizable hunk of their total budget.
I guess
budget.
I should have said 50%.
Well, no. I mean, you said what you thought. You were being, you know, kind because you thought everyone's a good farmer. But anyway, so what can we do? What can we do to help out with some things? And I guess the first thing that we want to do is think about stockpiling fescue. And it's not too late to stockpile some fescue. Okay? It is not too late to stockpile some fescue. First thing we got to do is get the cows off of it, though. Okay? All right?
I know. And there's probably not much out there.
Right. Okay. So we get the cows off of it. And for stockpiled fields, we want a strong stand of fescue. Okay? We want a good stand. But we want a well-drained field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we don't want them, because we're going to use this in a time when it's going to be wetter. And we don't want them standing in mud. So we want a good, well-drained field, good, strong stand. You know, we might be thinking about making that application of nitrogen. And it is a little late, but we can still make an application of nitrogen, hope for some warm nights, and get some growth on that, all right? Now, before we apply nitrogen, anytime before we apply nitrogen, if we're looking for stockpiling, we want to clip or graze that pasture down to about 4 inches, all right? Because what does that do? It stimulates the growth, right? We get it down to 4 inches, we clip it, or we graze it down to 4 inches, we pull the cows off, we throw the nitrogen to it, the plant growth is stimulated, the plant feels the nitrogen there, bam, we get a response.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we want, all right? And then, you know, it is a little late to be applying that, but it's, you know, not really. Today's the last day of August, and we wanted to apply that mid to late August. If we push it in, maybe we can get some nitrogen out now. So we're looking, I don't know, 60 to 80 pounds of nitrogen, you know, okay, not a great deal. We're going to throw that out there. We don't want to put it out too early, okay? So, and since that's not going to happen, you say, Chris, why couldn't I just throw this out before I go to the state fair? Well, because of what we talked about during the state fair. And that was weeds.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to fertilize weeds.
Mm-mm.
Okay? So that's one thing we can do. You know, and then we hope we allow time for that pasture to rest and grow. And we want to let it grow and grow and grow as much as we can. If these fields have a lot of legumes in them, we want to graze those legume fields first. Okay? All right? Most of us don't have that great deal amount of legumes, so it's just grass. So we're going to, you know, do that. All the different ways of grazing strategies we could use there, whether we strip graze or rotational graze or, you know, flash graze or however we do it, we can always talk about that. But If you need to talk about some strategies to extend your grazing season, you need to call the extension office today. Okay? All right? Call your agent. Have a talk with them. Whether that you're in Kentucky or Tennessee, give them a call. Talk about extending your grazing season.
Yeah, and remember, Chris is also going to be coming back tomorrow to talk early fall grazing 2.0.
Yeah, we got some more tips.
Yeah, more tips, more tips. So make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.